Mr. Cherry, good morning to you.
Mike, I got to ask you about, you know who I'm going to ask you about? Ryan Murphy, my favorite hockey player.
Ryan Murphy had an overtime winner yesterday, Don.
I had to get that in there, but tell me about him. How's he playing? I've been watching, but what do you think of him?
They put the captain's C on his jersey this year. I'm a huge fan. He's a high-risk, high-reward guy. He had a couple of little things yesterday that fans were somewhat upset about, but by and large, I love his game. If not for the lockout, he may very well have cracked that Carolina lineup this year.
He'd be on that point shot, but you know, you got to realize, and the fans have got to realize, and that's the same thing as Kadri, if you're a little magic with the hands, you're going to lose the puck once in a while. Little things are going to happen. I mean, I would like to say Bobby Orr did it one time. He put it in his own net. And so if God can do it, anybody can do it. That's what I mean. And so they got to be patient with this guy, because I tell you, boy, he's got moves. There's nobody in junior hockey and in the National, not many in the National Hockey League, got moves like this kid.
Well, you spend probably more time at the rink than most scouts, Don. What have you noticed in some of the young prospects in AAA, whether it's the GTHL or junior, that's really stood out to you?
Well, last night, my son and I, he rates GTHL. We watched the Rebels and the Junior Canadians last night. Absolutely fantastic hockey. I just think it's great. They haven't been spoiled yet. It's like everybody wants to see McDavid. But the thing is, they could have went and saw him for $6 last year. So you look for them, naturally talent. But you watch body language after a goal. Saw a goalie last night, will be in the National Hockey League. I don't like to mention their names because they get big heads. But I just love that hockey. But you watch for the character of the kids, and you guys, like, after a goal, does he miss a goal? How does he act? Or like that. You got to watch them the whole time. And you got to see them about at least 10 times before you, because one day they're only kids, have a great game, bad game, good game. So when I first met him, I said, you know, I kidded him. I said, the next Bobby Orr, I think he was only about 14 at the time.
You know, Don, you talk about being around the GTHL, watching hockey there, and of course I'm following a lot of the Ontario Hockey League with the Kitchener Rangers, but that's because we've got no National Hockey League right now. If you had a way, if you could walk into a room and help these guys settle the dispute, how would you go about doing it?
Well, first of all, it's that little 7% that they're going at. They're going to have to split that in two. That's the only way I see it happening. The one thing that they both got to win, Bettman's got to look good, and especially Fuhrer's got to look good. As they said before, this guy didn't come out of retirement to lose. He's got to look good. That's the main thing. But, you know, in this lockout, nobody's going to look good. Everybody loses. And I hate to say it, I don't get paid, by the way, so I'm one of those casualties, too. And it's sad that Mr. Ilitch, one of the greatest guys in sports, is going to take it in the ear this year, because not getting any younger, as all of us. But he's a great guy in Detroit. When they cancel that game, I know he's brokenhearted.
Unlike the last lockout, Don, Mike and I are both noticing a lot of people, hockey fans, diehard hockey people in rinks, are really kind of apathetic to the whole thing. Just tell me when it's over. Are you noticing a lot of fans are being turned off by all this CBA nonsense?
Yeah, like the last one, they were for the players and, you know, the owners that are in it. But this year, I have to say that there's, like, when I'm out, like last night amongst them, that you're right, they really sick of the whole thing, and I think we're going to lose a lot of fans. I know we're going to come back in Canada, don't get me wrong, but some of those places down south, boy, like in Tampa, that poor guy that owns Tampa, he's got to pay bonuses now for $25 million. He's going to lose another 20. I mean, I think some of those people down south, first of all, I don't think they should even be there. I think you're going to turn off an awful lot of people.
Original six teams, though, Don, and places here in Canada, you know, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, and go on down the list, are they going to be okay? Because, as Jim said earlier this morning, hockey is pretty much in our DNA.
Oh, yeah. There'll be no problem at all. Absence makes the heart go fonder up here, so there'll be no problem up here. But like I said, down south, it could be a lot of, a lot of those teams are losing an awful lot of money, but I don't even think they should be down there. You got to give away hot dogs, T-shirts, pop, everything to get them to come. So it's going to hurt. It hurts Florida, too, because Florida just started to get going, and they're gone. You know, it's a funny thing about this lockout. I was just thinking, New York, the biggest media place in the world, they win it. And remember, Sports Illustrated had, you know, hockey's the future and all that. Bingo, lockout. L.A., the second biggest one, and lockout. So it's like we're trying to commit suicide.
You know, not many people in this business in radio or television can say they've done anything for 29 years. I think that's what makes Grapevine remarkable. 29th year you guys have been doing this now. Don, are there certain stories that stand out that you probably get the most feedback on?
Well, I'll tell you how it got started if you want. This is funny. Well, I think it's funny. My good friend of mine, that was a real good friend of mine, Jerry Patterson, he walked in to Pryor Smith's office. I think there was CFRB or 1010, whatever it's called. And he walked in, he says, I would like Don Cherry to have to do a radio show. And Pryor Smith says, well, there's a lineup down the hall around the bank that would like to have a radio show. And Jerry opened the book, put a $100,000 check down. He says, had Pryor looked at the $100,000 check, when would he like to start, tomorrow? It was Bridgestone. I remember the guy's name that wrote the check was Herb Stein for Bridgestone. And that's how it got started. It was Bridgestone that got us started. And what the hell am I going to talk about all year? And still plugging along.
Can you believe that after all these years, it still is doing that? Plugging along?
Oh, no, I have fun. I have a lot of people. I just say that. You know, I don't like people. How's everything going? Oh, excellent. I'm in 100%. I just like plug along, and that's what I do. But I have a lot of fun at it. Brian and I go down, and we go down Sundays, and, you know, they're recorded. You know, we do all the five or six recorded. We have to do it because, you know, we've been running down. It's only 3 minutes long, and as my son says, the key to your success, Dad, is brevity.
Now, quickly, Don, if there is a shortened season, does it favor an older team or a younger team because of all the compacted games?
Oh, I think the older teams will be good. They got to rest. They're not getting their brains powdered out for the first half. And, you know, the first half hardly means anything. So I think the older team, they're all in shape now, too, eh? Doesn't make any difference. They're all in shape. They could start playing tomorrow. It doesn't make any difference. So I really believe that it's going to get started around the end of November. I just cannot believe they're going to wash out the whole thing. But I just to lose all that money and that big pie, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Don. I think we'll get some portion of a season this year. And when I mention that to fans, a lot of them, I think they're only half joking when they say, well, that's good because the Maple Leafs usually only play half a season anyway, so it'll be great for them. But
yeah, they could have been in the first half. They'd have made the playoffs.
Exactly.
Right? But if we do get a shortened season, does that benefit a team like the Leafs? What would you see from them coming into a shortened season?
Well, the big thing, too, is if you have a team that's not, you know, let's face it, they haven't been very good, they could go on a streak for like they did the first half and they'd be all right. But over the long haul, talent always ends up, you know, and the big teams, you notice they come on at the end and put that big push on, like L.A., like they had talent. It just took them a while to get it going. So I think it'll benefit the Leafs. And Reimer, if Reimer gets going the way he was going before he was hurt, Gionta hit him that time in the jaw. If he ever gets going the way he was going, I think it was 4-0, they got a real good shot because it's the goaltender, eh? Let's face it.
Well, okay, so you bring up Reimer's name, but the other name that keeps coming up with Toronto and goaltending is Roberto Luongo. Is this a guy that the Leafs should go after?
Well, yeah, go after, but I don't, and tell you the truth, I don't think he wants to come here. Why would he want to come here and step in the same thing in Vancouver? Because every time they lose, it's his fault. He only took them to the seventh game. How many goaltenders have taken them to the seventh game? I know if he hadn't played him in Boston because he had a thing with Boston, that was a big mistake there because he had a thing, you know, he couldn't get it. They could have won it easy. So I don't think he wants to step in a real hot spot like here. He wants to go to Florida because his wife comes from Florida. I think he's had enough of the gun to his head, and if he comes here, he will. Although they'd love to get him, boy, that you get him. I know everybody's down on him, but I think he's a dynamite goaltender.